This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for
some volume on this. Maybe stump early here. I gotta hear some singing. Guessing the decade is the 70s. Like the 70s.
Sounds like Earth, Wind, and Fire.
It does sound a little Earth, Wind, and Fire-ish. Is it Earth, Wind, and Fire?
Nope.
Okay, well, hold on. Let it breathe, please. Is there no singing?
There is.
Okay. How long of a freaking intro is this?
Long intro.
Gotta let it breathe.
Okay, let it breathe.
Big hit.
I don't think so. I can identify every top 40 hit from about 1980 all the way up until I graduated from high school, or even later. I never graduated. Until I got out of high school, at least 1985, 86, 87. I have no idea. What is that?
The Isley Brothers?
Nope.
This OJ's.
There you go.
I know. I mean, I could sing the hook, but I don't know. Who is it?
That's the Brothers Johnson.
Oh, okay.
All right. With Stomp. Watched yesterday. I almost watched Curtis's recommended JFK documentary, but Netflix has this one on Quincy Jones, and every time I see like a music documentary, I get hooked on that. Yeah. So that unbelievable, great documentary on Quincy, who produced that, and a million other things, obviously.
Couple of the ladies who listen to the show, who took a look at the photo of me in the Lululemon sweatpants, are calling me a Brother Johnson.
Right? Okay.
I don't know if you know that or not.
All right.
Speaking of Curtis giving recommendations, I watched the 2020 Diane Sawyer's House of Horrors, Escape from House of Horrors, the Turpin siblings.
Yeah.
Unbelievable, Curtis. You were spot on. So, so good.
Huh. Really?
Sounds spectacular.
Okay.
There you go, right there.
What?
BD?
Oh, yeah, that's on the
BD?
Twitch. Yeah, see, there it is. And you can see, if you look close, you can examine.
You see a little Jonah.
You can examine the crotchal region in that photo.
A quick interjection. I hate to give people more work, especially the day before a holiday, but at 12 o'clock today, Mike Vrabel's doing a conference call with the local media. Could we get Spaz to dial in and just keep jumping in with different side dish questions?
Yes. No, he can get on. He should get on the call and then ignore Mike Vrabel and ask Tom E. Curran a side dish question. I think that would be good. All right. The leads this morning are brought to you by Subaru. Take your adventure further than ever before in the all-new 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness. It starts at $32,820. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com.
I think 11 games into a season is a pretty good sample size, Greg. Mark Daniels of the Providence Journal put out all the rookie quarterbacks and their numbers yesterday for everybody to evaluate just based on cold, hard football facts. And it is stark. Mac Jones compared to Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields, Zach Wilson. Trey Lance basically hasn't played. The passer rating, the completion percentage, the yardage, it's amazing how much better Mac is than the rest of these guys. Mac's passer rating, 95. Trevor Lawrence, 72.8. Justin Fields, 69. Zach Wilson, 63. They're all of their completion percentages in the 50. This is not all coaching. This is performance of a player. In fact, Davis Mills of Houston is the second best rookie. How is he able to put up some decent numbers where these other guys aren't? It's not just Matt Nagy, Wiggy.
So what is Davis Mills' numbers?
80 passer rating, completion percentage of 67.
Right.
I mean, he is for the worst football team in the league. Davis Mills,
what about
give him
touchdowns
credit.
And interceptions?
Okay, Mac 14 TDs to 8 picks.
Okay.
Yards, 2,500. Next right. closest, Trevor Lawrence, 2,100. Right. Any stat you want to go by.
Yeah, oh yeah, he's by far the best
by
rookie.
By far the best. Give the man his due.
All right, he's the best rookie.
I agree.
Thank you.
He's the best rookie, and he mm-hmm. is he's the franchise. So you better get on board, or you're going to be left behind again. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. So Man in the Arena Episode 2 came out yesterday. I had two parts of that 45-minute episode that stuck out to me. First, let's hear before Max Kellerman came around, the single worst Patriots take of all time.
What kind of locker room do they have now in New England?
I want to say this very clearly. They hate their coach. And their season could be over depending on how quickly they can get over this emotional devastation they suffered because of Lawyer Malloy.
I didn't believe that.
34-3 in the games that followed those comments with two Super Bowl championships. And this episode really continued the theme that began when it started with Brady really showing a lot of respect and love for Bill Belichick. It's very intriguing to me how they spoke to each other in the lead up to their game, knowing that Brady had this in the can where he was praising him. So this is Brady talking about how he benefited by joining the Patriots organization.
I had Coach Belichick there to teach me. Every Tuesday we would meet and go through the entire defensive starting lineup and their strengths and weaknesses, what we could attack, what he was watching, and how I could see the things that he saw so I could gain confidence and anticipate.
Tom was very blessed because he had structure for his career. And that's what Coach Belichick gives you.
So you hear, this is all approved and sanctioned by Tom Brady. He is the producer, director with Gotham Chopra. And it really is, I highly recommend it for Patriots fans. I thought it had the potential to be a Brady puff piece all about how Brady's in the arena. We're all idiots outside of it. It really is a honest look back at each championship season.
So it surprised you the way Tom Brady spoke about Bill.
Right, because the game, you know, you remember his dad and Alex Guerrero in the week leading into the mm-hmm. Sunday night game at Foxborough.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
It seemed like they hated each other, but it's so clear watching this, and I am 1,000% right with my prediction that Bill Belichick will introduce Tom Brady when he's inducted into
Canton. That ain't happening.
After watching
you
this.
Notice how Brady always has good things to say about Bill when it's scripted? But when you ask the man a question at the podium, when it's not scripted, he won't even bring up the guy's name. I mean, I'm just saying.
The thing they were referencing after the game on Monday night, he was saying that he was praising Bill.
No. I'm just saying, like, well, from when we've heard Tom and his post-game press conference, whether it's pre-game, we heard him talk about the ball boy mm-hmm. up in Michigan who completely changed his life. But when you notice that it's not scripted.
But this isn't scripted, Wiggy. It's people talking.
Yeah, but you don't think this is put together.
But why is he going out of his way to praise a guy he hates, according to you?
It's part of the man in the arena.
What are you talking about? It's his episode. It's his whole documentary.
Yes, that's my point.
But why is he doing that if he hates him?
You don't get what I'm saying, do
you? I don't.
You're saying, like, off the cuff, he doesn't really say Bill's name.
Explain it to him. You went to BC. Explain it to him.
but why would he do it? If he didn't want to do it off the cuff, why would he do it in a documentary?
Courtney, explain. Please explain.
I think he's saying when he knows he has to talk about a specific thing, he'll give praise when it's due. But when he's just asked in a situation where he's not expecting it, it's very hard for him.
He's passive aggressive, I think, Tom Brady. I think he's a little passive aggressive.
This is me trying to say that I was wrong and that this is good. Like, they're moving along together.
I get what you're saying. Like, you were surprised by how glowingly Tom Brady spoke about Bill, and you're questioning whether or not the two of them really don't like each other. Right.
I think that they, as time of their separation is larger and larger, I think that they will become closer as the years go on.
Curtis, great point this morning. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning. Well, times are changing, and we now know that because Greg is part of the metaverse, so on and so forth. He's teaching us something new every day. Mm-hmm. Well, OBJ took to Twitter to mm-hmm. make an announcement about how he will be receiving his new salary. He said, "It's a new era, and to kick that off, I'm hyped to announce that I'm taking my new salary in Bitcoin, thanks to Cash App.
Whoa.
So Odell Beckham Jr.
Wait a second. He only wants the bit, not the Doge?
Just the bit in Bitcoin.
NFTs included in that?
It does not say any NFTs included. Wow. He is taking it in Bitcoin. This comes after Aaron Rodgers took some of his salary in Bitcoin, but he's taking the whole shebang.
The whole thing.
Yep.
Wow. Get on board.
Greg knows something.
You got to get on board with the crypto. You have got to be a crypto bro.
I've seen a lot of metaverse stuff, too.
Have you?
I've seen a lot.
You've seen actual metaverse?
A lot of metaverse stuff in Black Twitter.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. Really?
If you get your salary in Bitcoin, how do you get the actual money?
Don't ask me. I have no idea.
We'll figure that out later. Don't worry about that.
OBJ wears athlete shirt, too.
All right, Courtney, thank you.
You're welcome.
Wiggy?
All right, so this Sunday's game is a critical game in the sense of, do you want that number one seed? Because when you look at the teams that potentially are sitting and hovering around that number one seed, it's you, the Bills, the Titans, and the Baltimore Ravens. But out of all those teams left, the Titans have the easiest remaining schedule. Mm. So this game is critical for you to win and put yourself in a position that if you can beat the Tennessee Titans, it gives you the leg up that you need to be able to get that number one seed. And we know that there's only, you know, the number one seed is the only team that gets the home field advantage and gets the bye. So this game against the Tennessee Titans is so important for the number one seed. You might be able to stumble against the Bills because you play them again. Baltimore, if you look at their schedule, they have five teams left on their schedule that have a winning record. So it's going to, you know, they're in a position right now. They got a tough remaining schedule.
Must win.
Yeah,
this
so.
It's a must win.
Well, it's a must win in the sense of to give you the leg up when it comes to you potentially having that number one seed.
All right, and line up to 6 this morning, correct? Patriots favored by 6 now?
I've seen 6.5.
Six and a half. Okay. All right. Wiggy, thank you.
You got it.
Over the last year and a half, 2 years, there have been countless things that have made me scratch my head. I know that it gets to the Twitch feed watching people sometimes that because I scratch my head a lot. But some of these things that go on cause a little bit of concern for me when it comes to the future of human society.
Mm-hmm.
And one of those things happened this week in Texas, where a youth football team was booted out of their league in the middle of the playoff season because they are too good. These are 7 and 8 year olds,
mm-hmm.
Wiggy, who had a record of 7-0,
right,
and they had defeated their opponents with a combined score of 199-6.
Pretty good. Pretty good defense.
And then that started to trigger the parents on the other teams who started to complain that this team of 7 and 8 year old little tykes was too good. And they were booted out of the league. They are no longer going to get to continue their playoff season. This is Rhett Taylor, who is the vice president of the Youth Football Association.
The aggregate score of the 7 games they played in is 199-6. And the 6 points was a fluke play. So in my mind, they've dominated our league.
Yeah. So is there anything wrong with that? I guess in this day and age.
There's a lot wrong with that.
Yeah. You can't dominate anything?
Nope, not no more.
You can't dominate a football league because you're good.
Nope.
So is he basically saying that there's no reason for them to be in the championship game because they know that they'd win?
They don't get to play in the playoffs.
That's what I'm saying. There's no point of them playing because that makes no sense. So then you're telling all of the other kids, you wouldn't be able to beat that team. So here you go. Here's an easier road to get a trophy.
Exactly.
Right.
And that is what is done, unfortunately, left and right in this country now.
And you're also telling the kids that are good, like, well, you know what? You're too good, and the kids that aren't good, you have to now. Here's what I would say, because this is where because they only do it with sports, and this is what pisses me off more than anything. If a kid was dominating in classrooms and getting, 100s on every test, would they say to that kid, you can no longer take tests because you're making the other kids feel bad?
Nope.
That is the problem. Like, people feel like, Sports is, for a lot of people in this world, and I'm not talking about at the professional level or even the college level, a lot of people at, you know, kids in the high school level that, you know, we got high school Thanksgiving Day football. So some of this football is maybe the last football for a lot of these kids. But the fact that they always look at sports as like, oh, you can't dominate, but yet they force you, and not force you, but they push you to be the best in the classroom.
It is. It's absolutely
nuts.
Terrifying that they are doing this. And when it comes, I don't care. It'll be at the workplace soon enough.
Oh, yeah.
Where if you're really good at your job, they're going to kick you out of there because everybody else is mediocre.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what happened here.
That's really. It is going to be an absolute disaster. By the way, a bunch of these kids had never played football ever before right. this season. These little 7 and 8 year olds.
Really sad.
Can I be devil's advocate for 1 second?
Yes.
If Belmont Hill had allowed Rivers to win a couple games, I might not have the anxiety I currently have.
But maybe you teach the kids that aren't as good, like, hey, here's why you got to work harder. Here's why you have to
give them something to shoot for, yeah. something to work for. Maybe you get better next season.
My parents would always say, don't you want to beat the best to be the best?
Yes.
That's how it should be looked at.
Yeah.
Why do you want a cakewalk to a trophy?
Well,
now Greg's going to have cake for lunch.
That is the absolute ridiculous thing that is going on in Texas with the Flower Mound Rebels, who are no more. And those are today's leads.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.